Title, EU, is territoriality of EU sanctions, the No Russia Clause. Content, the EU is going extraterritorial, and it is doing so through private contract. It is a pretty neat trick. As a general rule, EU regulations do not apply extraterritorially. This policy is a bit pointed, intended to stand in sharp contradistinction to the US sanctions regulations that are enforced around the world, and for which the EU has issued certain blocking statutes, as it did in the case of US sanctions on Cuba. However, the new No Russia clause the EU recently imposed is giving EU restrictions on Russia a much longer arm. The No Russia clause, a new dimension in EU restrictive measures. The sanctions package on December 19, 2023, the EU released its 12th sanctions package in response to the ongoing geopolitical tensions with Russia. Among the new restrictions, the introduction of the No Russia clause requirement under a new Article 12G to Regulation EU, No 833/2014, a regulation, is of particular interest. The No Russia clause aims directly at preventing the circumvention of EU export bans through third countries. A third country is a non-EU member state, excluding partner countries that include NATO allies and other countries that maintain similar restrictions on Russia. The critical clause under Article 12G of the regulation, EU exporters must contractually prohibit the re-export of certain sensitive goods to Russia. The provision targets specific goods related to sectors such as aviation, jet fuel, and firearms, among others, specified in Annexes 11XX and XXXV to the regulation. Altogether, these covered sensitive goods. EU exporters must also ensure that adequate remedies are contained within these contracts in the event of a breach of the No Russia clause by a contracting party. Finally, EU exporters are also required to notify their local national competent authority as soon as they become aware of a breach of the clause. The essential dates starting from March 20, 2024, EU exporters must ensure the contractual obligations stated in Article 12G are in place in the contracts that they have concluded or entered into since December 19, 2023. Contracts that were concluded or entered into prior to December 19, 2023, benefit from a one-year transition period where the requirement applies to the older contracts only after December 20, 2024 or at the contract's expiry, whichever is earlier. A welcomed, if limited, insight, EU Commission guidance. The recent FAQ guidance has addressed some points of ambiguity that had been identified in the No Russia clause. The FAQs aim at clarifying the purpose of Article 12G, provide a template for incorporating the No Russia clause in contracts, and detail further the verification procedures of the obligation. The guidance also highlights the necessity for EU exporters to place strong due diligence frameworks and embed sufficient remedies within contracts to manage and rectify any potential infringements effectively. The recommended clause under the FAQ is drafted as follows. 1. The importer/buyer shall not sell, export or re-export, directly or indirectly, to the Russian Federation or for use in the Russian Federation any goods supplied under or in connection with this agreement that fall under the scope of Article 12G of Council Regulation, EU, No 833/2014. 2. The importer/buyer shall undertake its best efforts to ensure that the purpose of paragraph 1 is not frustrated by any third parties further down the commercial chain, including by possible resellers. 3. The importer/buyer shall set up and maintain an adequate monitoring mechanism to detect conduct by any third parties further down the commercial chain, including by possible resellers, that would frustrate the purpose of paragraph 1. 4. Any violation of paragraphs 1, 2, or 3 shall constitute a material breach of an essential element of this agreement, and the exporter/seller shall be entitled to seek appropriate remedies, including, but not limited to, 1. Termination of this agreement, and, 2. A penalty of XX% of the total value of this agreement or price of the goods exported, whichever is higher. 5. The importer/buyer shall immediately inform the exporter/seller about any problems in applying paragraphs 1, 2, Or, 3, including any relevant activities by third parties that could frustrate the purpose of paragraph 1. The importer/buyer shall make available to the exporter/sell